Hello everyone, this is Sharon and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. Today I just want to keep it simple, give you a few nuggets, and then I want you to get started with your day speaking life, speaking love, speaking joy, and doing what it is that God wants you to do on today. Matthew 4:4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. God is the creator of all things, and he lives on the inside of us. Today, I want to focus on that reality. When we do, God is going to begin coming out of us in our lives, in every transaction, and in everything that we do. Jesus is going to stand up on the inside of you from this day forward. Every transaction you are a part of will not be a normal or standard situation. It is no longer living in routine. We have the ability to call the shots because the creator of all things is on the inside of you. You are created for greatness. Again, 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So keep that in mind. The creator of all things lives on the inside of me, and he's ready to function through me. If you say that to yourself, say it out loud, the creator of all things lives on the inside of me, and he's ready to function through me, then you are going to see God moving on your life on your behalf. No more normal transactions. No more standard transactions. Everything is going to be as you call it to be according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit is going to give you the unction, the words, the guidance to say it. Keep in mind, if you say, I have power on the inside of me, I am operating from the inside. I'm about to let the power out of my home, my body, and my finances. All of my words have divine influence. My words signal health and heaven to move. My words are keys to open heaven. My words give Jesus access to do things in my life. All of my words from this day forward will be accessing words, not just asking, but accessing. I am an accessor of blessings with my words. When I eat the word of God, my words become his words. Say that out loud. I have power on the inside of me. I am operating from the inside. I am about to be led by the power of God. I let the power out of my home, my body, and my finances. God will start to move on your behalf, and you will see things differently. Start to declare these things. If you're looking for more words of encouragement, more things to say, I have books available on Amazon. You can check out my YouTube pages as well. God is doing so many great things for us. He's given us so many great tools that he will direct us. He will guide us. He will keep us safe, and he will lead us, and everything will work out according to his plan, but we have to yield. We have to ask God for forgiveness all day long because we fall short. We say things about other people. We gossip. We're doing things we shouldn't even be doing. We're mixing our words with the world's words, and we're living the world's way, but we got to stay focused. It's time out to stop playing. We got to stay focused on God. We got to do it the right way. Don't get caught up. Don't fall for anything. Stay with God at all times. God's blessings. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.